The reigning Miss Mississippi, Hannah Roberts, she is in competition for the Miss America pageant this weekend, and of course, a fine representative of rural America and the National FFA organization. Hannah, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, to get started, tell us about where you grew up and your background, and of course, how you were first introduced to the National FFA organization.
Well, I grew up in Mount Olive, Mississippi, which is an extremely small rural town. We grew up on a very small farm. We had cows, chickens, quail, horses, all manners of animals when I grew up. And my dad was initially a Tyson serviceman. And so he grew up with a poultry science degree. And when I was probably in middle school, he decided to go back and get his teaching licensure degree and started teaching agriculture education at Summerall High School. And Summerall was not in our school district, but because my dad taught there, I moved there in about ninth grade. It was a really good school system. And so because he was the ag ed teacher, I was interested, of course, in taking my dad for high school. Not too many people can say that. But all of his science courses actually counted for credits I needed to graduate. So I ended up taking his ag concepts class. I had his animal science class. I also had his ag business class. And so through that, I was introduced to FFA probably in seventh grade. I did junior FFA, which we have in Mississippi, and then did senior FFA in ninth grade.
So, Hannah, did you find having your father as your ag teacher served as more of a motivator, a way to keep you more focused, or do you think it was just more stressful?
I think it was definitely more of a motivator because my dad is very good at getting people interested in what he is interested in, and it's never a pressure. But to be honest, the FFA when I was in it at his school was probably 70% female because I was in it, and I had friends, of course, that were girls. So that's what we ended up having. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We went on a lot of trips. And so we kind of had this little group. We were abnormal than most of the other chapters in our state. But because of it, my dad ended up recruiting quite a lot of women, and they have stayed interested in it later on. A lot of them are now trying to go to vet school, and I think he made a huge impact there. I actually was on the poultry judging team, probably in my 10th grade sophomore year, and it was a team of entirely women, and we won. But because of those opportunities, it really taught me, you know, that women can do pretty much anything that they decide to do. And I think that's something my dad always wanted me to raise me feeling and to raise me as an independent female. And so I think he made a big impact on the other women that decided to get involved as well. I served as an officer, junior state president, and also senior officer also for state. And so, you know, these were opportunities that I may have not had decided to do had my dad not been my own advisor.
And one thing that people really might not expect is that I understand you are a past Mississippi air pistol champion. Clearly, you're an outdoorsy gal, a go-getter sort of type, but you're also a bit of a bookworm as well, a biochemistry major with training in classical violin and a strong message for girls to shoot for goals that are bigger than what you might actually want.
Well, both of my parents were teachers, and so academics and reading and all that was very important to both of my parents, and I grew up knowing that. And my mother was actually a fourth grade science teacher, taught me in fourth grade, but she was very interested in science, and so she introduced me to the science fair in probably kindergarten, and I did that every year all the way through graduating as a senior in high school. And so I was always interested in science. My dad was in science. He could do necropsies on birds, and we had all these animals that he would look at. I was always into science and blood and guts and that sort of thing. So I knew I wanted to do something in that field. And I think I decided on medicine around 8 or 9. I've always wanted to be a doctor. That has been the goal since I was very, very young. And so when I went to college, I decided to be a biochemistry major because that would help influence me getting into medical school. I would have all the right curriculum I needed. And so little did I know that that was one of the hardest majors at my college. And it was a tough 4 years, but I graduated this past May.
So are there any skills or talents gained through FFA that you feel had a direct impact on gathering the poise and the confidence that have helped you succeed thus far?
I think I got a lot of leadership skills from the FFA, from being an officer, from being, you know, a member of a team, and working towards that, from public speaking. I gained a lot of leadership skills. And so I think that really influenced why I was able to go through that major. I mean, it was solid men in all of my classes, and that has kind of been a continuing theme of my life. I live in a man's world. I still will, you know, 10 years from now as a doctor. And so I think that's something that allowed me to be more confident in that area. I also served as a laboratory TA, so I taught chemistry labs two of my 4 years of college. And so I think that was a big skill that came into play there.
Your own experiences during childhood moved you to establish an organization known as Pages of Love, which provides books for children receiving medical care. So tell us a bit more about Pages of Love.
Pages of Love is a book donation program I started in 2005, so I was in sixth grade. And I was pretty sick as a kid. I didn't get to play a lot of sports. I had asthma really badly, bronchitis, still deal as an adult with upper respiratory issues. So I was just always sick. And because my parents loved reading and they loved academics, when we went to the doctor's office, my mom would bring a book. And that is a great tool for distraction for a kid that's about to get a shot or is going to have to take some medicine they really don't want to take. And so by the time I was in sixth grade, I had a huge library of books, and you hate to throw, you know, that type of thing away. And so I donated maybe 50 to 100 books to the local clinic I'd been going to for years. And after that, some teachers found out that I did that, and they had books from their kids' childhood, and they donated those. And then churches decided to donate some books, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And at this point, we have donated over 26,000 books, and that's been to hospitals, clinics, children's homes. We've gone out of the country at this point to Honduras, to a children's home, homeless shelters. After I was tutoring, so really anywhere where a child is in need, whether that be from poverty or health issues, we donate books. And my home state of Mississippi actually has a pretty big illiteracy problem. About 80% of children are not on their reading level. And so a lot of that, in my opinion, has to do with poverty in our state, because if a parent cannot purchase food so that we groceries for the table, they certainly aren't going to buy children's books. So this is a way that I can put literature into the hands of a child at an early age that allows them to take it home and have possession of that.
Hannah, where can folks learn more about Pages of Love if they'd like to get involved?
There is a Facebook page, and I also have a Gmail account set up. So the Facebook page is just Pages of Love. The Gmail is pagesoflove2005@gmail.com.
Well, finally, in closing today, if you were speaking with someone who has been a member of the FFA, what advice would you give them to make sure they get the most of their FFA experience?
I would just tell them to go all in, to get as involved as possible, because you really get out what you put into that organization. You can stay a member as long as you want, but you're not going to get the experience you deserve to have unless you put forth an effort. And so I really encourage you to do that, because it was such a rewarding time in my life. I made friends that I still have that are now married and having children. And so you meet this whole network of people that you're going to know for the rest of your life. And so I really encourage you to get as involved as you can.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Well, again, we've been talking with Hannah Roberts, the reigning Miss Mississippi, and participating in this weekend's Miss America pageant. We certainly wish her the best of luck and a great representative of all that FFA can do.